Well, that was weird. Holy shit. It just said live stream is not available. And then I look in the background and it's actually live. I was about to start cussing people out until I realized, oh shit, it's live. It's live, folks. It's 8 a.m. in the fucking morning. There goes monetizing, by the way. 8 a.m. in the morning, and I'm doing this goddamn podcast. Holy shit. The reason why I'm doing it so early on Saturday, because I slacked off last week and I didn't do one. And welcome to the only podcast that has the word funhouse in it that provides zero fun. This is the only podcast where there are no topics and there's nothing to talk about. All that I do on this podcast is sit here and breathe into the microphone. But if you're one of the lucky ones, one of the very lucky ones that get to catch this live on YouTube and get to watch this, then you, my friend, have absolutely no life at all. So here we go. It's too early to be making fucking noises and sound effects and shit. Oh, it's too early. I just got up an hour ago. You guys probably think, wow, you're like a big YouTube celebrity. You probably sleep till noon. You would think that. Because I have private butlers and nannies and shit like that to do shit for me. But not really the case. I actually have to do everything myself. I gotta wipe my own ass. I gotta bathe myself. Yeah, it's pretty sad. Anywho, good morning, folks. Hopefully you got your coffee. If you don't drink coffee, then hopefully you drink alcohol. And if you don't do either, then hopefully you have some kind of drugs or something to get you by. If you don't do caffeine, if you don't do drugs, if you don't do alcohol, then how are you surviving this fucking... How do you survive if you don't have anything like that? Any alcohol or drugs or caffeine or illegal sex? Well, not illegal sex. We don't partake in illegal sex here on the Fagan Funhouse. Thank you. I'm trying to fit a battery in this fucking mod. Sleeping late is 5 a.m. I just can't sleep. Like, I can't sleep longer than like 7 a.m. I feel like if I sleep any longer than 7 a.m., like, I've destroyed the entire day. Even though I don't do anything. Like, I don't have a fucking life, so I don't do anything. So you would think, just sleep all day. You're not going to miss anything. But, I don't know, something in me just says, wake up, it's 7 o'clock. Where's the goddamn cover at? Oh my God, today's not the day. And the fact that I was just live, what, less than not even 12 hours ago? Was it 12 hours ago? Yeah, 12 hours ago. What the fuck could I possibly talk about within 12 hours? Well, even though I said this was not going to be like a vaping podcast, I think today is going to be a little bit of a vaping podcast. Because, oh my God, where's the fucking, there's the battery door. Jesus Christ. What's going on? Tracy, Kill Bill, Rachel, we got PK, Big Daddy in the house. We got David, ST Vapes. Wow, he's up. Jesus Christ. He never fucking wakes up this early. We got Rick. That's Big Dick Rick, by the way. The Omi Bambino. That's a cool name. Ian. What's up, Ian? Wicked Vapa. Chip off the old cock. Love that name, by the way, Chip. Thank you. Rich, got a hippie. We got Tex-Mex. Omar, shit, you're awake? God damn. Tracy. We got people in here. JP stands for, I don't know. Oh, shit, I almost forgot. Thank God Alex is in here, because if I didn't see his name a minute ago, I would have forgot to ship his giveaway this morning. Thank God you're in chat. So you guys probably think, wow, he's probably got something good to talk about, or he's got some good shit lined up for us this morning. I can't wait. You're completely wrong. I have nothing. The only thing I had to talk about is there is one amazing thing that I found out this morning. And this is pretty mind blowing. Check this out. Look how mind blowing this is. Well, hopefully. Well, if you're listening to the podcast right now, you probably don't have a fucking clue what's going on. But if you're watching it, you'll notice that my second camera, my GoPro, was actually on the entire night. It was powered on for 12 hours straight. And it's still going strong. Look at that. It didn't overheat. It didn't melt. Oh, hold on. Hold on. Let's see if I can do this. That's for all the diehard listeners out there. Woo! But the GoPro's been on for 12 fucking hours, and it hasn't died. It hasn't burned the trailer down. I do have it hooked up to an external power bank, but I'm pretty shocked that it lasted that long. Now the microphone smells like shit. Mm. Do we got any sound effects this morning we could start off with? We should have did this. Welcome back, everyone, to the Fagan Funhouse. Yes, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, that smells good. All right, I don't like this. This camera shows too much of me. It's like too close and personal. Dun, 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 dun. So that shit that happened last night with the email about USPS and UPS, that everything's going to change and they're going to start shipping and this and that, I'm pretty certain that's bullshit. Because after the show, I went searching for that. I couldn't find anything. That was nowhere on the USPS website. I couldn't find it anywhere. So I think that's a crock of shit. Whatever the hell that was, I think it's complete bullshit. So luckily I didn't believe it and I didn't fall for it. So unless you have more proof that that's actually real, I think people are misunderstanding the whole over 21 thing where you have to show ID. That's always been like that for USPS. They've always had that option. So that's nothing new. But for vape products, I don't know where the hell that came from, that letter came from, but I don't think it's real. Because no one's heard anything about it, and there's nowhere to verify it at. There you go. Thank you. Verify. That's the word I'm looking for. They also mentioned it on the Vape Stew with Tenacious TX about UPS still shipping. Yeah, I know as of last night, you can no longer sell vape products. Retailers can no longer sell vape products online. If you do and you're not registered, you will get a hefty fine or you will go to jail because of the PACT Act. Am I correct on this one? Someone in chat, give me a thumbs up if I'm correct. As of last night, online retailers can no longer sell products unless you are registered with whoever, not the DEA, who's the other one? Not the FAA, not the FDA, not the IDA, not the NRA. It's one of those A's. Which one is it? Come on, you guys are awake, tell me. All right, we got a yes in chat. We got a Patrick King giving a thumbs up, so that's good. So that's that. The ATF, there you go. Thank you, Tex-Mex. So if you're not registered with the ATF, you cannot sell anything online. If you do, they find out, you're going to get like a $10,000 fine and possible jail time. So as of last night, most of the online vape shops, the smaller ones, have shut down. The larger ones who are registered, I'm talking like the big boys, like Element Vape and shit like that, they're still selling. That part I understand. But the reason I got so excited last night was because that letter that people were claiming was real stated that UPS and USPS will continue to ship vape products for those who are registered. Even though it didn't say that, you kind of automatically assume that because you can only sell shit if you're registered and they're going to ship your stuff if you're registered. But there's nowhere to confirm that information at other than that email. And that email was a screenshot from Mad Vape's website. Someone said phone call. We got a phone call? We don't got a, I'm not doing, are we doing phone calls? Does anyone have more information on this? Because if you do, we could do phone calls. Da, 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 da. But that's how I understand it. Yes, the tobacco firearms. We got past that part, ATF. So if you're not registered with them, you cannot sell anything. Of course, there's going to be people. There's going to be shops that sell that are going to risk it. And when they get busted, they get busted. You know, they pay their fine. They go to jail, whatever the case may be. Not that I agree with it, but that's the way the shit's going down. But I'm talking about the shipping letter that was emailed to me last night that we were talking about. Richie Drums, thank you, sir. For Fat 99. Hey, Mark, what's up? I'm watching you on break at work. It does that make me ha degenerate vapor? Well, the fact that you have a job, Richie, doesn't really make you a degenerate vapor because you have a job. I'm going to say about 95% of the people that are watching now in chat do not have jobs, including myself. So you're actually, you're a little higher up on the totem pole. So congratulations to you, sir. Thank you very much for watching, though, this early in the morning. Anywho, what was I talking about? I forgot. Oh, yeah. So that letter, like right when the show ended, I went searching for it. I went searching for any of those words. And whoever sent it said that was pulled from a USPS website, which I already knew was bullshit because USPS would not have mentioned UPS on their website. It doesn't make any sense. So I went all over the USPS website and there's no mention of that anywhere. On Google, there's no mention of it. So I kind of think that's bullshit, to be honest with you, about how they're going to charge an extra $7. You got to have a valid ID and they're going to start shipping products. As of, when was it, March? The same day that they were stopping, that they were going to stop shipping, they were going to start shipping back up, which made no fucking sense. I lost the email, but I posted it on, oh, here it is. So Miles sent this, and he's talking about the whole signature required, the adult signature required. That's old shit. You can always do that. That's for any products. You can check off the box about having adult signature required. That has nothing to do with the vaping thing. So I think there's someone fucking around. That's what I think. Switch to the GoPro. Why are we switching to the GoPro? For what reason? You guys get to see more of my beautiful body? Switch to the GoPro. Whoa, Jesus Christ. Look at that shit. Switch to the GoPro. If you're listening to this and you're not watching it, you're missing a lot. You're missing a lot. A lot. You're missing my beautiful body. Is selling crack and Molly a job? I'm self-employed. Yes, Dave Flowers. That's actually probably makes some damn good money. So technically that is a job. I'm rooting for you. You probably don't get good insurance or a 401k. But if you're in an industry like that, I don't think you're really concerned about insurance or 401k, but that is a good job. Dun, 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 dun. So I didn't get excited last night about that email because I just felt, I kept saying something didn't feel right. And I still think something's not right with that. So I'm not holding my breath. But the one thing I don't understand is this, and I was trying to ask people last night about this. So you could still have your vape shop. You could online. You could still be an online shop, whatever the case may be, as long as you register with the, whatever the case is, the ATF. So all these shops that close down, like, why would you close down just because? I can understand the smaller shops closing down because that might be a little extra work or whatnot for them, but it just doesn't make any sense. Like, just because you have to register your online shop with the ATF and register your sales with them, you say, ah, fuck that, I'm just closing the doors. It's just weird. Does that make any sense to me? Or does that make any sense to you guys? It doesn't make any sense. I'm confused. It's almost like, okay, so since I have to register my site, fuck it, I'm quitting. And you're just closing the doors. It just, I don't know. I wonder if there's a lot involved with the whole registering thing. There must be a lot involved if shops are just closing down and not wanting to register. But anywho, Angela's getting her her makeup ready for the day. God knows we're not going to do anything. But hey, when I sold crack, you know, let's not even bother talking vape politics. Let's talk about selling drugs and the do's and don'ts. Well, when I sold crack, I got stuck with so many car radios. So that's one thing I think. When you sell drugs, you never, ever want to start accepting any kind of, like, exchanges or, you know, you never want to, it's cash only. If you don't have cash, I'm not interested. No matter what they bring you, whether it be a watch or an expensive guitar, car stereos, because once you start accepting one product like that, once you say, fine, I'll take that $2,000 guitar for, you know, I don't know, a couple eight balls, then after that, every week's going to be, they're going to start bringing shit over every fucking week. And then everybody else is going to start bringing shit over. And before you know it, you're going to have a house full of shit with no drugs and no money. So I would not ever accept any kind of, would that be considered a barter? No, I just don't accept any kind of trades. Cash only, folks, cash only. Thank you. Milky Clouds Mark. That's a good name, whatever the hell that means. Mark, you live in Chicago. You can drugs anywhere. You can get drugs anywhere. You would think that, but so the problem is, so when I was younger, I had a few friends that were into like the hardcore drug scene. They used to do heroin and whatever. And I was just drinking and maybe the occasional weed or line here and there. But I never got that hardcore into that. But what really did amaze me was always the stories that they would tell about picking up heroin, about going down to Chicago, going down to the north side. You know, they tell me stories like they went into a crack house to get high. They were fucking this hooker. Just all these crazy, wild stories that were so exciting, and I wanted to be a part of it, but I didn't want to do the heroin. So one night, one of my buddies is like, I'm going down to the north side to get some shit. Do you want to come along? And I said, yes, this is perfect. And this guy is, you know, I'm not going to say he's rich, but he's a white guy. He's got money. He's driving around in the Mustang. So I go down with him, and we're cruising. We're cruising down the streets on the north side, I want to say about 1 a.m. in the morning, and we got the visors down because he said, put the visor down. So that way, you know, if the cops don't see us. I'm like, what? The fact that you got the visor down on your car at 1 a.m. when the sun isn't out is probably a good enough reason for them to pull you over wondering why the fuck are these two white guys driving around this all-black neighborhood at 1 a.m.? So we did that, we're cruising around, and like I said, you would think Chicago, easiest place to get drugs. I think unless you know people, because he got burned, I want to say he got burned either two or three times that night until he got something. So the first guy that we drove up to, usually anyone that's standing outside at 1 a.m. on a side street is selling drugs. We pull up, dude's like, what you want? Tells him what he wants. He's like, all right, go around the block. I'll bring it out. So the first guy, he hands the money to the first guy. I don't know, whatever he wanted, two bags or whatever the case. So he gives him however much money, $100, whatever. Hands him the money. Dude says, go around the block. I'll meet you in the alley. He goes around the block. Dude's not there. I knew that it was obviously going to happen. And what is he going to do? Get out of the car and, you know, hunt him down in the ghetto? No, if he would have got out of the car, he probably got shot. So there's burn number one. So after that, now I know when you're trying to score drugs or when you got drugs on the mind, you get really ramped up and excited just thinking about the fact that you're going to get the drugs. So he was like really, really like, oh my God, I gotta get him, I gotta get him, I gotta get him. So we drive on for another half hour until we see another dude standing, you know, like in the middle of the street on the side street. Same deal, same situation. He's like, all right, what do you want? Pay me, I'll meet you in the alley. And he's like, no, man, I just got burned off this dude. He's like, all right, fine. So gives him money. He gives him two little tiny balls of foil. He gets them, and then we go pull on the side street because he wants to do it right there. Right there. He couldn't just wait till we got home. He wanted to do it right there. So he pulls out his CD case, and I guess he was going to snort the shit. Comes to find out that it wasn't even, whatever he bought wasn't even drugs. It was like soap or some shit. I'm like, what the fuck? So he throws that shit out the window. And then for the third time, he does it again. So he's at like the $300, he's at like about $300 now, and he still doesn't have drugs. He finally gets drugs, but the way he gets them is through a hooker. So we're driving down the street, and there's this hooker. So it's about 2 a.m. now, nasty as hell. He pulls up to the hooker, and she's like, hey, baby, what you want? So he asks her, can you score anything? She says, yeah, as long as I can get in on a party. I'm like, oh, shit, this is not going to be good. So he's like, yeah. And I'm like, I'll get in the back seat because I don't want no part of this, because this chick was like, she was cracked out of her mind. And it was 2 a.m. She gets in the front seat. I get in the back seat. He's driving around. We end up pulling down some side street. He gives her money. I'm like, dude, she's not coming back. There's no fucking way she's coming back. You just got burned for a third time. But she ends up coming back. She hops in the car. And they break out the little CD case. They break it up. And like, hey, man, you want it? I'm like, no, I don't do that shit. So I just sat in the back. And then they start fucking. I'm like, oh, my God. So I don't remember if cell phones were a thing at this time. I don't think they were. So I'm not too sure what I was doing in the back seat. But all I remember is that she hopped on top of him while he was in the driver's seat. And they were fucking. And then all of a sudden, he's like, you fucking bitch, you're bleeding all over my dick. And apparently, either she was on her rag or there was something wrong with her. And she started bleeding all over him while he's in the seat. I don't even know if he had a rubber on, but this chick probably had AIDS. There's definitely something wrong with her because she was disgusting. She was nasty. And you could just smell it in the air that there was blood in the car. He throws the bitch off of him. I'm pretty sure her wig fell off. Then he kicks her out of the car. He does the drugs. We go home. He drops me off at home. The next day, he calls me up. He starts cussing me out, saying that I stole his wallet. He didn't blame the hooker. He blamed me saying that when he was fucking the hooker, that I was in the back seat, snaking my hand around, stealing his wallet. I'm like, how stupid are you? The goddamn hooker that you kicked out of the car that bled all over your dick, that's who stole your wallet. And after that, we no longer hung out. And that was my experience going down to the north side for a little drug run. Because I always heard the stories. They always sounded like a lot of fun. But since I never partaked in drugs that heavy, I just wanted to experience it one time. And I got to experience it. And I will say, it was one hell of a night. It was a lot of fun. A lot of fun. But in the suburbs, you'll never get any kind of action like that. But you got to go down to like the north side or at least the east side of the ghetto. And you can come across some action like that. You probably get shot before you get any drugs. But, and this is back, what, 20 years ago maybe? So this is a long time ago. She's probably even worse now. But it was a fun night until I got blamed for stealing a wallet. And until the smell of crackhead prostitute blood was in the air in the car. It was probably the nastiest thing I ever smelled in my life. It was horrible. Oh, how is it you can't remember something from an hour ago, but you can remember the story perfectly from 20 years ago? I don't know. That's a good question. Why am I still on this fucking camera? That's a good question. I wonder that myself. I don't know. It's because stories like that really stick in my head. And maybe names of devices don't really stick all that well. I used to always remember, I used to always know the names of shit. Mods, atomizers, tanks, juices. I think once it started getting, once the fun started, I don't know, once it wasn't as fun anymore, when the companies started coming out with the same shit and doing the pod systems and the AIOs and all that, that's when I started to not remember the names of stuff because maybe it was less interesting. So therefore, I wasn't it wasn't really sticking to my brain. Maybe that could be it. Because whatever it is, for me to remember it, it's got to be pretty goddamn interesting or pretty good. Whether it be a story, a product, whatever the case, thank you. That was a lot of talking. A White Claw is a Four Loko that went to college. What? Is a Four Loko that went to college? I don't even know what's happening. Is White Claw a term for something? It's called old age, Mark. Yeah, I think it is old age because I do forget a lot of shit, whether it's vape related or not. I forget a lot of shit like that I did just minutes ago. I have many stories like that too. That I could probably have. I actually have a transgender story, like another particular individual has on YouTube. But my story doesn't involve me fucking the transvestite. But it was a pretty interesting night that I could probably share that story. I'm not going to share it today. Maybe I'll share it next week because it's a pretty long, deep story. But it does involve me going back and forth from my house to that house till 4 a.m. Pretty interesting story, too. My penis was nowhere inside of that thing. Just putting it out there. I have millions of stories like that because when I drank, when I was younger, there were like no rules, no boundaries, no nothing. There was no, like, everything I wanted to do, I did. Regardless of how illegal it was or how wrong or right it was, I just did it. And that's probably why if I was still drinking to this day, I would probably be dead. I blame my memory issues on concussions. There you go. Is that right? Concussions? That's what it looks like to me. Thank you. There you go. You were beating off in the back. No, I was not beating off in the back. Thank you. It's a long story. It starts off at a bar. Let's just put it that way. It starts off with a bar. And it's a pretty creepy. It's creepy. It's scary. It's a good one. But it definitely requires a bit of time to tell it. Happy Hippie is saying that Jay Hayes is a tranny. You know what? I have no. I couldn't say fact or fiction or. I couldn't tell you anything about that. I don't know. I've never seen the gentleman undressed, so I couldn't tell you. What else do we have here? Mark, it's a response to last night's FAQ. A Four Loko is a drink. Oh, okay. Why are you responding to shit that was yesterday? You're confusing my little brain. Dun-dun-dun-dun. I blame my dementia on crack. I've never smoked crack. I've had so many friends that smoke crack. I've been around crack quite a few times. I've had people sit right next to me smoking crack. Like, I know the smell of it. It smells like a dentist office. But I've never tried crack. I've never smoked it. Probably because I was too terrified that it would be so good that I'd be so addicted. And I would always watch documentaries on how crack can fuck your life up so bad. That's the one thing I never just said fuck. I never got so drunk. I was like, oh fuck it, I'll smoke a rock. Like, it's one thing I never did. Crack vape might work. There we go. We could do crack night with Vape and Fagan. Is this the FAQ? This is not the FAQ, Tex-Mex. That was last night. You were in the goddamn chat last night. Were you too intoxicated to remember that you were watching the show last night? Cocaine is a hell of a drug. I do admit that. It's very enjoyable. The only bad thing about cocaine is it's not as The more you do it, the less fun it gets. Because if you think about the very first time you tried it, I don't think there's anything that can ever replace that good feeling. No matter how many times you get it or do it, you'll never get that feeling that you got when you first did it. And the more you do it, the shittier it gets. Until eventually you stop doing it, or you become, I don't know, a complete moron and just keep doing more and more of it, thinking it's going to get better and better, which it doesn't. I have some great stories that would make your jaw drop. See, Robert, you should. Story times like this are good, especially when you have a really good fucked up story that involves some really weird shit. We should have, we tried to have story time last time. I asked someone to call in who had some kind of crazy old drug story. No one called in. I think they were all too embarrassed to share their stories, because I know people that are watching this show have some pretty fucked up lives or fucked up pasts. And they probably have some really fucked up stories. That's all drugs, Mark. Yeah, it probably is. Well, weed's not like that, is it? No, I don't think weed's like that. I don't really smoke a lot of weed, so I couldn't tell you, but I don't think weed's like that. I think it's enjoyable every single time, or at least. And as far as any other drugs, I don't know. I guess it makes sense. The more you do them, the less fun they are and the more you need. So I guess that kind of is every drug, now that I think about it. Good point. Thank you. These podcasts, if that's what you call this, is coming to an end. There you go. I should not have named it the Fagan Funhouse, because there is nothing fun or funny about this podcast. You'd click on this thinking, wow, this is going to be fucking hilarious. I'm going to laugh my ass off. I'm in a bad mood. I'm going to enjoy this podcast. And then you click on it and you're like, what the fuck am I listening to? I should have named it something like, I don't know. So, yeah, I'll be shocked if this podcast makes it a few more episodes. Because I realize in order to have a podcast, you have to have somewhat of a life. You have to have friends. You have to have a life. You have to go out and do stuff. You have to experience life. You have to watch the news. You have to do shit. You have to be a part of society so that way you have something to talk about. But when you're like me and all you do is sit at home all day, jerk off to porno, watch YouTube videos, play your guitar, eat, and jerk off again, there's not really much to talk about. Maybe your first couple episodes on your podcast are pretty good because you got all this shit built up inside. But after your third episode, you're like, fuck, I ain't got shit to talk about. You could tell stories about when life was fun and exciting 20 years ago, but yeah, it's pretty tough when you don't have a life. So I give props to people like Joe Rogan and all those other big-time podcasters. They must have pretty exciting lives. I kind of wish... I wish I smoked meth, because if I smoked meth, I would have some great stories for you guys. Or I could smoke meth and then go live. How awesome would that be? That would be hilarious. No Craigslist. Yeah, we'll try to do some phone calls, but lately, the phone calls have not been working. No one answers the fucking phone anymore. It's 8 a.m. I didn't feel like putting up a Craigslist ad. I guess what I'm trying to say, folks, is I'm lazy. If I do a show, I don't want to put any effort into it. I enjoy just clicking the button, going live, and whatever the fuck happens, happens. And if it requires almost no effort from my end, I'm willing to do it. But the minute I have to start doing something, you could probably rule me out. I'm not going to do it. Mark is finally hitting his midlife crisis. I have I haven't hit it yet, trust me. When I hit it, oh, it's going to be horrible. Now, I'm not close to my midlife crisis yet. It is coming. I think it's going to come in my 40s. I'm in my 40s, in case you didn't know that. I know I look like I'm in my 20s, but yeah, I have not hit it yet. I'm still happy about everything and la-di-da and this and that, but the midlife crisis is coming. I've always been lazy. It's not something new. I've been lazy my entire life. Just, you know, it's one of those things. Joe Rogan smokes weed, works out, and commentates UFC fights. He has people on with lives. You can be a loser here and be successful. Yeah, I mean, but see, when he started his podcast, when he started his podcast, he was already a celebrity. He already did stand-up comedy. He did Fear Factor. He was on a TV show. So he was already recognized. So he was probably able to get a few celebrities on his podcast to kind of get it rolling. Now, even though I am a celebrity, I don't really have that much pull on getting other celebrities on the show. So I think if I was able to start off the podcast, let's say for the first year, with getting celebrities on every other week, it might be a little bit more exciting. But I don't like to use my celebrity power to try to get other celebrities on my show. You get what I'm saying? Put your helmet on. I need a laugh. The helmet actually doesn't fit, and I had to throw it out. And I was going to order another helmet, like a legitimate I'm handicapped helmet. Do you know how expensive those fucking things are? They have on Amazon. They're pretty expensive. It's not like a fucking $20 football helmet. These are like $100, $200 helmets. Dun-dun-dun-dun. A girl in a wheelchair would always get pushed around by guys because they would score with her in the school elevator. What? In school, a girl in a wheelchair. So was she just in a wheelchair, or was she also like mentally retarded, or was she? Because I can't really say anything about that, because in high school, I want to say my sophomore year, my junior year, there was this blonde chick, and I nicknamed her Beaker. Don't ask why. She reminded me of this cartoon character. She was, I don't want to say she was full-blown retarded, but she was in special classes. There was something wrong with her. But I'm going to say this. She wasn't retarded to the point where she didn't know what she was doing. So I wasn't taking advantage of this. But I did get her to give me a hand job twice in high school in the hallway. We used to have like stairways that go down to the next floor. And in between classes, I remember I seen her once in between class. And somehow I got her in the hallway and she pulled her titties out and she jerked me off in the hallway. And then another time after school, I met her at the park and I remember she jerked me off on the slide. And you're probably thinking, well, don't you feel guilty about that? I do not. No. Because she was not fully retarded. I have had sex with handicapped women, women that were deaf, all types. All shapes, sizes, you name it. I've experienced all the, all that's out there. It's not shocking at all. But I will say she wasn't in a wheelchair, at least. That I feel like you're violating somebody if they're in a wheelchair like that. Crippled hand jobs are the best. I wouldn't think they would be that good, because I would think their hand coordination wouldn't be the greatest. But I could be wrong. I could be wrong. Thank you. We just got a... What was that? What was that noise? I heard a ding. Oh, it says, get off YouTube before the cops show up at your house. Nice. I didn't do anything illegal, by the way, folks. This is all legal activity. Terry, he's sitting around drinking. Is Terry in here? Did I just see Terry? I didn't. Oh, there's Terry. Son of a bitch. Terry's up this early drinking? Jesus Christ. Can we see Angela's makeup? She's probably not even done yet. She sits in there for like an hour or 2 hours to do that goddamn makeup. I mean, you got to be crazy. Like, we don't do anything or go anywhere special to where you need makeup like that. Like, we go to Walmart or something like that and, I don't know, somewhere else. But she'll do her makeup like we're going to a goddamn wedding or something. Luckily, I look good straight out of bed, so I don't need makeup. I don't need any fancy products to make me look good. I look good the minute I wake up, the minute I go to bed. Now, when I'm sleeping, I look pretty disgusting. I look fat and overweight and bloated, and I wear one of those nasal strips on my nose. That's, by the way, starting to, like, I think it's starting to rip my nose off. Like, I think it's starting to pull the skin off. Because even though those things work, they're really good. Those little, whatever the fuck those strips are called, they work. But the problem is, the glue on those strips is so goddamn good that when you try to take them off, it's almost like trying to pull super glue off your nose. So you gotta, like, soak your shit in hot water to pull it off. Da, 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 da. Terry's trying to get drunk. Congratulations, Terry. I always wanted to get drunk early in the morning to see what it's like. Get drunk around 8 a.m. You pass out around, what, noon or 1 o'clock? You wake up around maybe 7 or 8. That actually might be kind of nice. Mark, did you ever ride the short bus? I'm trying to think. I think in grammar school, I rode the short bus, but it wasn't a short bus. There were so many retarded kids, I think, in this school I went to that they all couldn't fit on a short bus. So we had a full-size bus that was filled with retarded kids and handicapped kids. And the reason I could say this is because I was one of them. I was on the bus. And we had the droolers, you know, the ones that where their face, they're like this, they're drooling on a window. We had the ones that walk funny, the ones that talk funny, the ones that pull their pants down for no reason. I remember this one kid, hilarious. Every time he went to the bathroom, you know, we have those stalls, the urinals. He'd pull his pants down to his ankles when he went to pee. I'm like, wow, that's you're pretty ballsy, kid. I was a kid too, but back then in grammar school, true story, I dug a hole through my pant pocket so that way I could play with myself on the playground and nobody would notice me. And I think that's when I started getting boners back then. I forgot what grade it was, but maybe fifth grade or something like that. Yeah, I think it was about fifth grade. So a lot of my jeans would have holes in the pocket. The 3M glue blows. Try the Vonage machine. What the fuck is this? Let's just look this out. The Vonage machine. Thank you, Richie, for that donation and that recommendation. Let me check that out. And I think my sleep apnea, I don't even think I have sleep apnea. I think the issue is my nose. Because when I have one of those strips on and when my nose is totally clear, I don't have any sleeping issues. So the funny thing is, I don't even think I have sleep apnea. Or if I do, it's just related to my nose. So I don't know if I'm doing the surgery or not, because people have said it's a bad idea. So what I'm doing is I'm getting a second opinion of Vonage. This is a goddamn internet telephone. What are you talking about, Tony? Or Richie? I'm sorry. 3M glue blows. Try the Vonage machine. Isn't the Vonage is one of those goddamn internet telephone ordeals. Ba-dun. Thank you, Omar. It'd be fun to go to Omar's house and we can go and hang out and pick up women. Are women pretty easy out where you live in the country you live in? Like, can you go around and pick them up pretty easily? Stop doing coke before bed. Is that even possible? Like, how would you do coke before bed? You wouldn't even go to bed. The Breathe Right test strips, yes. That's what I use. Or nasal strips. The glue on them fucking things are... Whew! He said something like deviated septum with something. I forgot what the other part was. It was like some big-ass word. But when I look up deviated septum on Google, all the images I look at, people's noses or these right here, the nasal... whatever the fuck it's called, are all like crooked or leaning to the side or fucked up looking. Like, my shit is totally normal. And the breathing issues I have are not all day long. It's only in the morning, at night, and maybe, you know, sometime in the middle of the day. I would think if you have a deviated septum that you would have breathing issues through your nose 24/7. He says, like, the nasal passages in my nose are, like, pretty much swollen shut. So I don't know. I'm going to get a second opinion because nothing I hate more than surgery. A rotor rooter. You know what? I could probably use one. Or put some Drano. I could snort. What about snorting Drano? I guarantee you that would work. Snorting Drano. If you get the powder shit and you chop it up pretty good, oh, I might try that. I cleared my sinuses with the... What? I'm going to look this up, hippie. And if this is not a real thing, so help me God, I'm going to find you. I'm going to look this up. Because I know it's not real, but I'm looking it up. Oh, okay, it is real. Is this... What the hell? Oh, so this is like a cordless pulsating nasal wash. So I buy those, the Arm & Hammer saline nasal wash. They're in like a can. They're drug free. It's just like saline solution. And I use those all the time. Like, I'll stick it up my nose and I'll press the button for like 20 seconds and I'll fill up my entire face with saline and then I'll just blow it all out. And even though that cleans things out, it doesn't open up the passages. Have you ever heard of Up Dog? What the hell is Up Dog? All right, I'm going to look this up. Richie Drums, thank you, sir. $1.99, he says, the Novage. What the fuck is the Novage? It's probably, is it like another nasal cleaning device? Oh, it's a, whatchamacallit? Is it one of those pots? Yeah, I think I have one of these. Doesn't work. It's like another nasal wash system. Yeah, it's not the part that my shit's clogged. It's like my shit's swollen shut, I think is what it is. So they did like a little scan of my nose. And you could see it, like the shit's closed up. And even though I would love to say it's due from cocaine, like, I haven't done cocaine in probably... How old am I? 40, maybe like 15 years or such. So yeah, I don't think it's from that. And of course, it's not from vaping. Unless I was vaping the bulk, then it could possibly be from vaping. Thank you. Neti pots. Yeah, I mean, I've had the neti pots. I've had the ones that put steam up your nose. I've had the nasal washes. I mean, I'm ready to put a fucking bottle brush up my nose sometimes. It went right over his head. You know, it's early, Lewis. It's 8 o'clock in the morning. I'm slow in the morning. You nailed it with the bulk. Still one of my favorite RTAs. I'm telling you, if there was a bulk V2... I don't think the bulk could have got any better, but I had ideas to make the bulk probably the most perfect atomizer in the world. If Omir didn't fuck it up. Oh, they didn't fuck it up. And if I didn't probably downplay it and talk shit about it, it probably would have sold a lot more, but it is what it is, son. I'm pretty excited about the new drop that I've seen pictures of. I didn't see the build deck, but people say the build deck is exactly the same, which is fine with me because the build deck was probably the most perfect thing about the drop. What's different is the cap, the airflow. So I'm just curious. I mean, I'm a big fan of the drop, so I'm more than likely going to love it regardless. And then a new drop, and then also I could have swore they said there's a single too. Let me confirm this, please, sir. Yes. New drop. Come on, you piece of shit. Where's it at? I could have swore they said there's also a solo, too, coming out. Yep, here we go. Okay, so... Digiflavor. You got the drop solo 1.5. You got the drop 1.5. And then you got the Torchid RTA that's coming out. The Torchid. T-O-R-C-H-I-D-R-T-A. I don't have pictures of it. If I did, I couldn't show you because they said not to show you. But you know what? They sent me a PDF. I wonder if there's a picture in here. I don't think there's a picture of the... No, there's no picture of the RTA. That's going to be pretty interesting. Because all my drops... Like, I don't have any more drops anymore. Because all the O-rings have pretty much locked the top caps on. To the point where it was virtually impossible to pull the top cap off. So I gave the fuck up and threw them out. I've never had O-rings do that before. I don't know what was the cause of the O-rings. Like, I've had atomizers sit for years on my shelf, sometimes with juice, sometimes without. But something about the O-rings on the drop, man, they would just lock those fucking caps in place. Why wouldn't they just make a new top cap then? Well, they wouldn't make money off that. Atom, Izer. I mean, as much as that would be nice just to buy the top cap, you know, it'd be cheaper for us. You could just buy the top cap. In reality, for them, they wouldn't make much money off that. They want to make money, I assume. So they're going to come out with a whole new atomizer. And in my situation, I don't even have any more drops, so I'm fine with it. Like, I need to buy a whole new one. So hopefully the O-ring situation has been taken care of, too. But I guess we'll find out. Dun, 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 dun. What's your phone number? All right, want to do call-ins? We'll do call-ins. Hold on. Let me see. What is my phone number? We were going to do phone calls, but I could try calling somebody to see if somebody's awake. Let's do one phone call at least. We can't do a podcast and not attempt to do at least one phone call. So let's see what we have here on Craigslist. Something for sale. It's got to be something good though. What are we selling? Want me to sing for you guys? I could sing. You don't want me to sing, do you? Come on, I need something good. Oh, this guy is selling. Holy shit. Paul, please say you're going to answer the phone. Please say you're going to answer the phone. This guy is selling monitors that look like they're... All right, I got to call this guy. Please say your phone number is listed. So what I hate about Craigslist now, when you click on an ad to get the number, it used to be like you just click on it. Now you got to do the whole verify that you're actually human. So it says, click all the images that have a car in it. So you got to sit there and look at it. Okay, that has a car. That kind of looks like a car. That's a car. I think that's a car. That's a bus. And then you click next. Oh, you didn't click enough of them. So they got to do it again. That's a car. That's a car. This is the most annoying fucking thing. I hate when they do this shit on websites. Hit check. There we go. Fine. Oh, nope, not enough. Okay, let's do it again. All the images that have a car. That's a car. That's a truck. That's a car. This is so fucking annoying. That's a bus. And then I'm done. They still want me to click. I clicked on the images that contain a goddamn car. Jesus Christ. That's a plane. That's a bus. That's a car. That's a motorcycle. There's only two cars. Click check. There. Finally got it. Show phone number. Jesus, have mercy. All right. This fucking guy better answer the goddamn phone. Or I'm going to sodomize him. All right. Phone first. Am I calling from the right number? I think I am. Yeah, I am.
Hello?
Yo, what's you doing? I'm calling about the monitor you got on Craigslist.
Oh, the computer monitor. Yes, I've still got that.
Nice. I noticed that you said in the ad that you're considering trades. What kind of items are you looking for?
You know, there's nothing specific I'm looking for. just, you know, whatever you got that I might strike my fancy when you tell me.
Yeah, I hear you. Do you have any kind of hobbies that you like? Maybe I can kind of think about what I, you know, what I have, what kind of things you do.
Yeah, I'm at that stage of my life. I've been retired for several years, and, you know, there's nothing specific that I'm doing, nothing specific I'm looking for. It's just a matter of sometimes when I've got something that doesn't attract a lot of attention, if somebody trades me something, I just turn around and resell what they trade me.
Okay. Do you drink by chance or no?
No.
No?
I'm not a drinker. No.
Do you like watches? Like a watch?
I might be interested in something like that.
I got some of the old the Casio watches that talk to you that say the time is 11:34 a.m. I got some of those. I'm not sure if you like fleshlights. I'm a fleshlight dealer on eBay, so I sell a lot of fleshlights. I don't know if you'd be interested in one of those. What else do I got? I got a car stereo, and I got a.
You know, the talking watch is intriguing.
You like that?
I think I could do that.
Okay. So this monitor works fine, because the one I have, it's kind of embarrassing. But the one I have, like I watch so much porn, I usually shoot my load on the screen, and I eventually burn. I know it's embarrassing. I burn out my monitor. One of the loads got in there and burnt the shit out, so I need a new one.
In all honesty, I haven't hooked it up in a long time, but it did work last time I hooked it up.
Okay.
It's been sitting in my storage unit for the last year or so.
Is it like HDMI or is it like the VGA port, do you know?
That's a good question. I'm not a huge computer person.
Okay.
It's got a picture on my ad that shows the port that's on there because somebody else asked me that question.
You're right, it does. I totally didn't notice that. Oh yeah, okay, there we go.
I didn't know the answer when I was asked last time, so I took the picture and posted it.
Yep. VGA port is a VGA port. Perfect.
Okay.
Would you... This may sound a little out of line, but would you consider maybe, like, what if I gave you a blowjob for the monitor?
No.
You're not into that?
No way.
What about, like, you don't got to touch me, but I just give you, like, a hand job?
No way.
When was the last time you, like, you know, you enjoyed yourself? that was going good until I guess he wasn't. He wasn't interested. Woo, a blowjob. Have you seen these monitors? They're so fucking old. They're like 15-inch Dell monitors that have VGA ports on them. They don't even have HDMI ports. That's how old they are. I can't even believe he has the nerve to even list a monitor like this. Like, who the fuck would buy a monitor that's this fucking ancient? I don't even think they make computers anymore that can even, that have VGA ports on them. Look who's up. The drunk himself, Vaping Bachelor, hitting the bottle at fucking 8 a.m. Unfucking believable. That's all he does is drink. All right, so we'll do call-ins for 5 minutes. If anybody wants to call in, you can. And if you don't want to call in, then you can go suck a dick. How's that? What happened? Something happened. Keep your pants on. I think I just broke something. Is this right? Did I do this? Oh, no, that's not what I want, jackass. Hold on. All right, now we can open up the phone lines. Every time I open the phone line... Nobody calls. Like, take phone calls. Oh, shit, I think I forgot. We got to put the image up. Bing, bing. There you go, folks. There's the phone number. I always forget that people are probably listening to the show, not watching it, because this is technically a podcast. So if you're listening to it, you can't call because technically it's not live. It's only live right now if you're watching it. So if you want to call, you can. And if you don't, you don't have to. But, yeah, what's up, Jazzy Jag? Jazzy, is that Jazzy from Canada or is that a different Jazzy? I'll grab a fleshlight, bro. Imagine getting a call like that at AM. Hey, how about I come, what if I give you a hand job for a monitor? I would have played along with the phone conversation. I'm like, you know what? I wouldn't mind that. A hand job would be kind of nice, actually, right about now. Like, I just wanted to warn you ahead of time, though. I do suffer from herpes, so I do have quite a bit of sores. Hello.
Hello?
Oh, here we go.
Hi, this is your pharmacist calling. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you? One of the pre-recorded.
I'm just letting you know your prescription is ready for pickup, and I was wondering when you'll be able to come in.
Well, my dick has been itching for a week now, so I'll be in soon. I'll be in tonight. I'll be in at noon.
I have a prescription order for this phone number for a 3-month supply of genital warts cream. This is for you, right?
Yeah, no, it's not warts. It's, I got crabs. It's like crab cream.
Don't worry. You don't have to be embarrassed. A lot of people have genital warts nowadays. It's making a really big comeback.
Oh, is it? Do you have genital warts?
How did you get them anyway? Are you in a fraternity? We have lots of guys in fraternities coming in for genital warts.
No, actually, I was fucking you in the lunchroom during work, and I got genital warts from you.
Listen, if you come on in here, I'll show you how to apply the cream and everything. I've gotten them before. I know how it is. It's really not a big deal.
Do you apply it with your mouth? Like, do you put the cream in your mouth and then put it on my dick? How do you
Okay,
do
it's your call, but without this cream, it is going to burn like hell. So, sorry about that. But you have a nice day now, okay?
All right, I'll see you later. Love you. I hate those pre-recorded calls. They're the worst. They were funny in the very beginning. They were hilarious. But I think after like the third episode, I was just like, yeah, genital warts is making a big comeback. That's a good one. This sounds better than the radio commercials, isn't it? I just drank a blueberry banana oat milk coconut water shake. What in the fuck? What the hell is that? That sounds healthy. So you made a shake out of water? With that coconut? That coconut water shit's fucking disgusting. Love these. Let's try one more call. We'll do one more. Oh, wait. Did I close Craigslist? I think I did. No, I didn't. There we go. Let's see what we got. Oh, my nose is going to start. Ugh. And my nose starts running. It's so beautiful. Ooh, look at this chair. It's so old. And some of the shit that these people sell on Craigslist, it amazes me. Like, how do you have the fucking balls to list some of this garbage and then on top of it, like, ask the price that you're asking for this shit? Unfucking believable. What the fuck is this guy selling? Oil filters. Who the fuck wants a goddamn... Who does their own oil changes these days? Nobody. Okay, there probably are people that do their own oil changes. But still. I don't see anything... there's nothing exciting. I'm trying to find something good. For sale. Fucking lamps and old ass chairs and a symbol. I want like old pornos or something. Oh, what's this? A food trailer. Can I do something with the food trailer? Fagan is cutting into my symbol time. What is that symbol of? It looks like a drinking symbol. I'm cutting into your drink time. Oh, there was a Jerry curl in my skits and gravy, but I ate it. What the fuck are you guys talking about? Your phone number is long distance. I hate being in Canada sometimes. And it's funny because it's not like you're far away from me. Canada isn't like light years away. So technically, is long distance still a is that still a thing? We got a call. I don't know why it's still dinging like it does, but good afternoon.
Hey, what's going on, buddy?
Nothing much. What's happening?
Nothing.
All right.
Just at work.
What?
Just at work. You're... watching you, hiding and watching you.
You're hiding and watching me?
Yeah.
Hopefully you're not, like, playing with yourself while you're hiding.
No. We...
okay, that's good.
Get out of here. Get out of here. What the fuck? No, I'm just fucking trying to hide, trying to get through the day. And
well, hopefully...
get out of here in one piece. Ugh. Hey, what do you think's going to happen? You think Philip Morris is going to buy up all these companies or what?
I don't know. I mean, I don't think it would be a bad thing, to be honest with you, but I honestly don't know. I have, like, every day you kind of think you know what's going on, but then a week later something crazy happens, like yesterday with that whole letter thing. I'm like, oh, shit, now vaping's saved, but then I find out the letter's not really probably true. So, you know what? I think the government is going to probably choose the companies that they want in business. And we're only going to have, like, those few companies that, you know, to buy our shit from.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
That's what
they're going to do.
Yeah, they want to be able to control it. If we let them control it, they might let us vape. So, I don't know.
That's a fact. I mean, who would want to throw the money away that the vaping industry makes? I mean, that's fucking ridiculous.
Exactly. Like, so, I think if we give them the control, like, we're not going to give it to them, but they're just going to take the control. But I don't know. That's mm-hmm. But for us, like people, right, like the hobbyist, I think we're going to be fine. We have nothing to worry about. It's going to be the people that are not really into the hobby side of it that are going to have a hard time getting shit.
I just started fucking building. I've been vaping since 2013.
Damn.
And never. Yeah, I know. Call me late to the game. That's for sure.
Are you building? Or are you putting in pre-made coils?
No, I don't. I don't want to take what I have. I don't know. Fucking.
There we go.
I'm not going to say it.
All right.
But I just got an Addy. I just got an Addy, and I just started building on it. I'm not bad. I'm a mechanic, so.
There you go.
Not too hard for me to build.
Yeah, it's not hard at all. I started off with just regular wire. Like, we didn't have these Clapton coils and all this other shit, so it was a lot easier. So now it's just
I'm building alien. I'm doing alien coils and all that shit.
Oh,
now.
You're going all out. So, shit. All right. Well, congratulations to you.
Yeah. I started with shitty fucking pod systems in 2013 that was off. I didn't want to carry a big box around with me.
Yeah. Well, congratulations, man, on learning how to build. Hopefully you don't blow the fucking house up.
No, I just have to watch out. My wife hates it. She's a nurse. Gets all the propaganda, right?
Does she make you vape outside?
When I was on your show, she goes, "What the fuck? Who are you talking to?" I'm like, "I got kids upstairs sleeping." She's like, "You are fucked up. You are fucked up. You're calling a vape show. I mean, what are you doing?"
It is pretty sad.
You go to bed. You wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning. You gotta go to bed.
That is pretty sad sometimes.
Thanks to you and all the rest of the guys for this, you know, getting us through with this COVID, you know?
Hey, man, thank you, and congratulations on building and everything else that's to come. And thanks for watching the shitty podcast today.
Anyway, let me go back to building the submarine.
All right.
I wasn't supposed to say that.
All right, man. Later.
Later, dude.
Da-da-da-da. That was like the most normal phone call I think we've ever had on this channel. Not on the show, but in the entire channel. Money talks and bullshit walks. There you go, folks. Money talks and bullshit walks. All about that money, money, money. I shoot my load over the screen. PMSL? What? I shot my load on a monitor one time. Because the mood was right. The video I was watching was right. The angle, everything about it was right. So I did it one fucking time. I'll never do it again because once you're done, it's kind of like when you have sex with a girl and you're like, I really probably shouldn't do this. I'm going to regret it. And then once you're done doing it, you're like, oh, fuck, why did I do that? Same situation when you come on your monitor. When you're done, you're like, oh, why the fuck did I do that? And you got to clean it up. You got to clean it up. The cleanup's not that bad, but if you're like a, if you have a like a thinner semen, it can go down into the frame and it might possibly short out your monitor. But the problem is, once you do clean it up, there's always that, I don't know how to put it. There's like a residue that stays on the screen. So let's say you shot into the, let's say when you shot your load, it was in the form of like an S. You clean it off, polish it up. That little S shape is always on your screen. Like it doesn't go away. So whatever's in my semen burns through LCD monitors. Luckily, I don't have the monitor anymore. I don't have to worry about it. But my carpet probably does have a lot of semen in it. My dog licks it up every Friday. So if you're ever wondering why she's licking the carpet, there you go. She loves the taste of semen. Who wouldn't, right? It's like a salty treat. I love the taste of it. Anyways, I think it's well over an hour, and now we're talking about semen. We've done a phone call. We've had a phone call. We've covered politics, religion, drugs, sex. We've talked about pretty much everything. I think today was a pretty good podcast. Probably one of the worst podcasts ever since the invention of the internet. But not bad for 8 a.m., let's put it that way. It could have been a hell of a lot worse, and I could have just sat here with my finger in my hand. Let's take this phone call because I know they're eager.
I gotta get you.
Hi. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
That's great.
Nice.
Why does it seem like it's like pre-recorded?
You do a bad pre-recorded impression.
I'm not trying to pre-record my impression. But I'm trying to pre-record my reality.
It sounds fake because you respond right after I reply. You got to time it better.
Okay. I guess YouTube just lagged, so I wasn't expecting you to answer. As you're just jovially talking to people?
Yes. Well, you failed.
Anyways, I made it through.
You did. Congratulations.
I think the last caller should kick their wife or girlfriend out of the house for making them leave the house to vape. That's what's up with that.
You finally succeeded in life. You got to call in, and now everything's done, completed. You can consider it a wrap.
I won the Fagan Funhouse 005.
You won. Congratulations.
I'm the winner.
Thanks. Me an email. Send ST Vapes an email, and he'll send you over. I think he's giving away a 2022 Dodge Ram. So, congratulations.
I love that guy.
Yeah, well, he loves you,
he's
too.
He's like my favorite person. I'm going to go follow him.
He's my favorite black guy. Favorite black guy.
Click that bell. He's not black, though. He just talks like he is.
No, I think he's black.
He's got white hair.
Yeah, but I think he's black. When you get old, you get white hair. All right, anyways, thanks for calling. I'm going to see you later because I'm getting the fuck out of here.
All right. Have a good one.
Good night. Da, 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 da. Mark, I need a bottle for my G-Box. A squonk bottle? You can use probably any squonk. Wait, the G-Box. Doesn't it have a special bottle in there? I don't even remember the G-Box. The Geek Vape one? I can't vape my house either unless I hold it in. I'm not going to... I mean, I can understand why if you your wives don't want you vaping in the house because it can get kind of annoying and irritating if you don't vape, especially if you... I would think if you do MTL vapes, if you do pod systems, I don't think it should be a big deal. But if you do like 3 milligram direct lung and you're fucking blowing clouds, then I can sometimes see why your wives may be a little pissy that you're vaping in the house if you're fogging it up. But try to have a dedicated room. Go into the basement. Take a shit. Bring them out with you. Mark, I need a baba. You need a bottle? I got a bottle for you. It's between my legs. It's a little small 3-inch bottle. Actually, it's too small to be considered a bottle. Anyways, I'm fucking done. It's been fun. Today's Saturday. Tomorrow's Sunday. We'll see you guys again. Not another vape show. Before we go, I would like to go to the other camera just to give you guys a goodbye shot with that camera. I can't believe this GoPro has been on all fucking night long and it hasn't shut down or overheated. I got to give an applause to GoPro. That is amazing. There's a cord. What is this? Where's this at? There's a cord in the shot. Right there. Where the fuck is it? What cord is it? It's this cord. Holy shit. Get out of the shot, you fucking piece of shit. Professional channel. Professional. Is it out of the shot? There it is. Out of the shot. Out of the shot. Hey, Mark, I packed that horse cock with ice out the fridge. Can you have it reattached? I have no clue what he's talking about. Bachelor apparently is sending us, he sent us a package in the mail. And I'm a little nervous as to what he's sending. Because, yeah. It's Bachelor. He's weird in general, so I can only imagine hopefully whatever he's sending in the mail is legal, and you can legally send it by USPS. So I guess we'll find out when it comes. We'll be opening it up on Friday. Anyways, hold on, wait. I might have one more for you guys. Hold on. Here we go. Let's go to the other camera. Hold on. Other camera. Is it the right camera? Nope, wrong camera. This camera? Oh, look at that. Look how slow that is. I love the way it's so slow like that. Let's hear the soundboard. There you go. That's good. Let's hear that before we go. All right. What do we got? I really need to update the sounds. If anybody out there wants to make me some high-quality sound effects and is willing to email them to me, I'm talking like good sound effects, either make them or find them, I will trade vape gear, or I'll even pay you to make me 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 sound effects that sound good. I don't want them to sound like this. If they sound like that, I'm going to slap you in the mouth. I want them to sound good, very quality. I need clapping, sex, screaming, you know, all the basic shit. Hit me up. Send me an email. I'll repay you. I could send you new photos of myself if you like. Did you send Mark Dino nuggets? Hopefully you did, because we're kind of out of nuggets. So it'd be nice. Anyways, we're out. We're done. I don't know who the fuck we are. We is me. Let's hopefully we hit the right screen. I think it's this one. Is it? Let's see. Yes, it is. I'll be a son of a bitch. Look at that shit. What kind of sounds are you looking for? I like fart sounds. I like anything that is irritating, annoying, and funny. I like farts, sex. I like mumbling. I like shit talk. I like profanity. Anything that's not normal. Put it that way. But the problem is, I want to make high quality sound effects. I just don't want to put in the effort to make them. I was going to make my own fart sounds, but I'm like, oh, I got to carry a microphone and that. This is too much. I'm putting too much work into this. We'll see you guys Sunday. Have a good weekend. And what else? That's it, right? Yeah. Good morning. What do you say when you're leaving in the morning? Do you say good? You don't say good night. You say good morning.